The campaign of John Kerry said today that he may put off accepting the Democratic presidential nomination until after the party's convention in July. That would enable him to keep on raising money. One key question, is that move legal? NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nobody else in presidential politics has ever done this, but nobody else has ever been caught in such a strange confluence of the calendar, the law, and the modern imperatives of fundraising. When John Kerry becomes the party's official nominee, he's expected to accept federal funds for the general election campaign. Every major party nominee has so far, and President Bush is expected to as well. This year, the nominees will get about $75 million each, with no outside money allowed. But the Democratic National Convention comes up in July, 5 weeks before the Republicans' convention at the end of August. So Kerry would have to stretch his $75 million over 5 more weeks than Mr. Bush would. This gap has worried Democrats for months. Now Kerry's campaign is thinking that by delaying the date that he formally becomes the nominee, he can keep on raising and spending money until then. Democratic pollster Jeff Garin says that if Democrats are gaming the system, it's only because the Republicans already did by scheduling their convention unusually late.
Part of the reason that they are delaying their convention is first they want to be as close to September 11th as possible in New York City. I think they'll exploit all of that imagery as part of making the case for President Bush. But the other reason they have decided to schedule their convention so late in the process is to gain this advantage in terms of campaign funding.
Kerry also might want to keep on fundraising because right now he's actually getting more money than the president. It's true that Bush-Cheney 04 has passed the $200 million mark compared to about $115 million for Kerry. But in April, Kerry raked in about $1 million a day, twice as much as the president. But it may not be easy for Kerry to pull this off. Federal election law isn't clear about when a presidential primary campaign ends and the general election begins. Ultimately, the question will land at the Federal Election Commission, with its 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Trevor Potter is a Republican and a former FEC chairman.
So the question, of course, is at what date would Senator Kerry be chosen by the Democratic Party? And you know, I suppose lawyers are good at arguing how many angels are on the head of a pin. You could say either it's the date that they select that person as the nominee and vote for him, or it could be the date on which that person agrees to accept it, and therefore you have a offer and acceptance.
And suppose it's the date the convention votes to nominate him. Would the convention delegates have to forego that vote and let the Democratic National Committee make the formal nomination at the end of August? The questions are manifold, and so perhaps are the opportunities for potshots from the Bush campaign. This afternoon, campaign manager Ken Melman put out a statement playing up the Republican theme of Kerry as a flip-flopper. Quote, only John Kerry could be for a nominating convention, but against the nomination. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.